Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please share far and wide. We still have a lot of ignorant people to wake up, and ignorant doesn't mean bad. It means just don't know. And let's help them know, because we need the sound of marching feet to protect each other. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. We're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. Very quickly, if you got your money in the bank, it's soon going to be gone. The banking collapse is planned. I believe it's underway. We know it's underway in Europe. Dodd-Frank 2010 says they can keep your money and your retirement if it's associated with the bank. Noble Gold can rescue you. Let them show you how. I just did a deal with Noble Gold again, and I've been a customer for 7.5 years. Does that say enough? So that when the Fed say, I got to warn you that things can go wrong, okay, I've been a customer for 7.5 years. Now, having said that, let me give you the information. DaveHodgesGold.com is where you go. DaveHodgesGold.com. Put your email in, and I'll send you a free information package that'll have Noble Gold's number on it. Be prepared to close your own deal. They won't do it for you. They won't push you. I love dealing with these people. Our guest is Celeste Solomon. She's been a frequent guest on the show. I haven't talked to Celeste for a while, but I know that we've got a lot to catch up on. And she indicated to me in our pre-air discussion that she's going to talk about some of the elements associated with depopulation. In particular, if we're going to go MAGA, that may hasten it all. That's just my guess. Celeste, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say about depopulation.
Well, it's sure in progress. You know that throughout the years, I've been saying from military and government circles that 2025, they wanted to have the original design depopulated. That was their goal, 2025. Now, that does it. They also have the 2030, but that's for people that are biohybrids, that are have gone, they've been augmented or whatever you want to call into the machine or the Borg or the Matrix. You might, if you have a Silicon Valley or Silicon Valley, if you have a silicon body, you may fare longer into this complete takeover of the world. You know that on September 22nd, the United Nations declared that they had taken over the planet, and they were the representatives of all the peoples in the world. Seven or eight nations did not. They abstained, one of those being Russia. America voted for it, and it has 22 sweeping powers, including the Digital Compact, and they actually pronounced a curse on all generations. Can you believe that? So, and with this digital compact, you know, we're going to be seeing digital money. We're going to be seeing lots of changes, and you are going to be ushered into this virtual realm. And when I clicked every single link in the summit for the future, and one of the things that I found really interesting was that they really were encouraging women and children to come into the metaverse because they were going to be promised no trafficking, no violence, and no sex trafficking. But there was a caveat. You have to be that it is your digital avatar that is protected. Your physical body, your original design, is not protected in any way. You can have violence perpetrated against you, sex trafficking, child brides, whatever they want to do to you in the physical, your original design physical. And that's going to be incentive for large amounts of people that do not realize the danger of this new world that we're going into, and that they take, you know, the UN benevolent words. And I mean, I would never do that, but there are some people, because the UN does come up with these benevolent, flowery words that just entice people in. It's kind of like those Venus fly traps, you know, they look really inviting, and a fly goes in and never comes out, you know, or the spider web. So that's kind of the way they designed it. But we've got so many other depopulation things, you know. I announced synthetic biology, what, 2 or 3 years ago.
Sure, yeah.
And it really did not gain traction, even though it was flying in the scientific and technological worlds, in the commercial market. People didn't really want to hear it. They said, Yay! It's the 2020s over. We can be rejoice and be happy. We don't want to think about it. But this year, they will, if you think 2020 was bad, they are taking it to the next level. And so, starting this Saturday for 18 weeks, I'm doing an 18-part webinar about the next dimension to that. That's going to make it look like the 2020 event look like a cakewalk.
Does that include mandatory vaccines and lockdowns and so forth?
Yes, and of course, with the Athena agenda, that you have to be vaccinated for every threat. And AI just came up with, like 2 months ago, 70,000 new viruses, if you believe in virus theory, that you would have to be vaccinated for, along with all the other bacteria and parasites and this and that. So you're going to just be one big chemical plant. And I did everybody should check it out. I did a webinar. It is free. It's out there. It's called Lair of the Dragon. I discovered that who has been the leader in chemical warfare in the United States is the U.S. Dragon Corps. And so I cover it in the Lair of the Dragon. It doesn't matter if it's chemicals in your food, biological warfare agents, of course they all are, gases, just all different things. They even, some of the branches of the military fly the Jolly Roger flag. And I mean, I was shocked to find out about this Dragon Corps. They started during the Civil War. So we have a long history of biological warfare against Americans, but against all peoples around the world.
Well, in the Civil War, I imagine it would have started with things like smallpox.
I think it started with chlorine gas. I think it was gas, a gas. And I think it was chlorine, but I can't remember the exact one. Sorry. There's a lot of water that's gone under my bridge since last summer. So.
It's amazing. I got a couple of questions based on what you raised. Where do the hybrids are the, let me put it this way, the fallen angels? Where do they fit into all this?
Well, of course, they're getting the technology from fallen angels. I mean, humans did not think of this. This is wait till you see wait till you see my webinar. Unfortunately, I have to once again put on my galoshes and break it down to the layperson's level, this science and technology that involves algebra, geometry, all sorts of abstract concepts. Unfortunately, they're inserting it into synthetic biology and the new pharmaceuticals. It doesn't matter if it's a vaccine, it could be another pharmaceutical as well. And any and all medical treatment is suspect at this time. And so I'm also attempting to put solutions as best I can. We have to realize that we are in a highly evil and contaminated world. And there's some things we can do things about and other things we can't do anything about.
Why are they attacking humans on so many fronts? Wouldn't it just take one systemic attack to do us in?
They love the power, the control, grab money, grab, and they want you to, just like the Bible indicates, that they want you to worship them in the end. And they will be putting forth some things that people are terribly fearful of. And then even the most diehard people that say, I resist, are going to say, well, maybe I should at least consider it, if I want to spare my life. But, in the scriptures, it says, he who seeks to save his life is going to lose it. So we need to fear the one who has control and of both our body and our eternal destination.
Yeah,
So
I hear you.
that's what we need to be focused on. It's going to be a roller coaster. Most of this, just like the illegal invasion, that was a template. They are doing this to your body right now. There is an illegal invasion going on at all levels, physics, time, space, your brain, how you operate physically, they are tampering with it. And so I'm going to go into all that documentation and try and explain it in simple terms.
Where does MAGA enter into all this? Is it
So
Russia?
one of the thing that the so one of the things I'll be talking about is the CIA declassified CIA Bentov experience, and it what is declassified, so I can talk about it. And it is under the CREST Stargate program. So what you have to know, when I heard the word Stargate, the two just go like this. So the Trump Stargate, President Trump Stargate, is the building the infrastructure for what this new world system, you can call it the beast system, the Antichrist system, whatever you want to call it, global tyranny or technocracy. The President Trump and his private partners are going to build this technocracy that will be seized and used by the Antichrist.
So this is pre-trib in your estimation?
This is pre-trib.
You think it's pre-trib or is it tribulation? See, don't we have 3.5 years of peace and then 3.5 years of hell on earth?
I think we've got the, I mean, we might have had the 3 years of peace between 2020 and now, because they had originally said 2025 is when they wanted the original design depopulated. So that might have been 3 years ago, like 2022, 2021, where we had peace. It didn't seem like peace because we were still reeling from the whole 2020 event. But nevertheless, their plans were moving forward in many different ways. I'm kind of anxious to see what the Fourth Army PsyOps Division is going to have for their leader this year. It usually happens in May. It'll be very telling on what we can expect. Although, after looking at the Bentov, I mean, I have been working on this webinar for 7 months because I had to understand the science to break it down so that you all can understand the science and technology.
Is this biologically based? Is it a bioweapons attack that's coming?
It's an everything. They are
Everything, okay.
literally changing chemistry, physics, mathematics, time, space. You name it, biology, there is nothing that is off the table. Everything is in play. This webinar that I'm doing is called War and Blasphemy Operational Now, and you can find it at celestialreport2.com. And I start this Saturday, and it will be an introduction. And then in a week, I start, getting into the deep stuff. So.
Boy, the one thing I would say to this is that it sounds like this is a rebellion against God to
Yes.
change the basic nature of the universe.
Yes.
And are they hoping that God's power can't enter into this new creation?
They don't want God's power. They
No,
want to
but they
break.
think it's preventative. That's what I'm asking you.
Well, they're breaking what how they're operating is they're breaking everything in this world, whoops, down to its atomic or molecular level. I'm like, these things never fit in this ear. Down to the molecular level, therefore they believe that it's not recognizable, and then they're redesigning it into the satanic digital twin, which is using God's building blocks, but there will be nothing of God in it. It will be run by a totally different set of rules and regulations. And we are going to be asked this year, and this is very concerning, and this is what this Pact for the Future is about. You're going to be asked this year to participate in this system or not, because it does have the digital compact in there, and you have to agree to it and go by their rules. And once you go in there, it's going to be very difficult to get out.
Is this the mark of the beast? That's what I'm hearing.
I think with the vaccination and everything that they've got in play, like I said, they are taking the 2020 event and taking it to the next level. and the things that I'm seeing from all aspects, I believe it is, and that it will use a version of Luciferase, although not the Luciferase that was used in 2020, but that it would glow or illuminate to show your compliance level on your right hand or your forehead, which
Oh.
is holy unto the Lord. So that's the technology that they're deploying.
They're not taking Revelation very seriously. I'm talking about the book of Revelation, because it sounds like what you're describing is they're creating their own universal reality
Yes.
where God's power can't intervene and stop them and condemn them to hell, lake of fire kind of stuff. They avoid judgment day. That's what I'm hearing you say. And that really runs contrary to the book of Revelation. Do you think they have a chance to pull it off?
No, it's a delusion. And that's what it says in the Bible. It's
Great delusion, yeah.
a great delusion.
Yeah.
And there will be people that buy into it because they think they're going to save their skin, or they've built a financial empire and or whatever. They want to save their health, whatever. I mean, there's going to be promises, 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 but they're false promises, and they're going to lead you down the path to hell, basically.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and this is biblical. What have they've expressed what they're going to do to the dissidents who refuse to receive the mark?
I not really. I think that you're going to have this choice, but the consequences are going to be the consequences are going to be very severe. And you know, many people like the easy life. Quite frankly, as Americans, we love easy street, and we're not used to being persecuted for our faith. But those days are over. We will find that you will. Like when I refused to get a chip, I was ordered in, I think it was 21 or 22 to get a chip in my brain, and I refused. They had no reason to do it. And they said, well, we will withhold all medical from you. And I said, that's fine. I've been waiting for this for years. And that's why do you think I grow my own food and I grow my own medicine? Because I knew this day was coming, and so I'm free of those encumbrances that would bind me to that system.
Is there an agency or group we could point to that we would call the command and control of this?
Ooh, it's a multi-pronged beast. What we're seeing coming out of the closet are a lot of the declassified, and there's probably classified CIA documents that are coming into play. They're in being put in the playbook. They were always a part, but they were classified and nobody knew about them. Just kind of like the Adam and Eve story about the pole shift.
Yes, I'm aware. I just did a piece on that in social media.
So many things like that. This Bentov experience was declassified in 2016. That was a very interesting year. That was the start of Francis Collins and precision medicine, and he wanted to get a million people in it. There were lots and lots of things that happened. It was the war was really intensifying in 2016, and then it's kind of like when we go to the beach and we see a wave coming and building and it's rolling, and then as it gets near shore, it crashes, and that's what 2020 was. Well, now, I mean, I'm skedaddling and I'm an aware person, and I'm just like, oh Lord, please give me the strength and energy to do the calling that you've called me to do, to get the word out as fast as I can, and that the people can receive it. And that's why I'm taking time to break it down to a simplistic level. And that's all I can do, So.
Why aren't they moving to stop you?
Oh, I've had my fun. Let me tell you. As a matter of fact, just so you know, and everybody, most people are aware, I am getting a Belgian Malinois. He's coming from Europe, and he's being trained by some Navy. Well, he's being trained in Europe right now. Then he will go for some training in, well, I won't give the location, by some Navy SEALs. And then he will be delivered to me, and I will have hands-on training with him. because they can pick up things and move much quicker than a 70-year-old lady, you know. So I figure even if I had a weapon, what if I'm asleep? Or, you know, they will react much faster. And even my golden retriever, when we had our little incident a few weeks ago, let's say I had a debris field in my house that was like 9/11, and it was new frequency warfare. So, yeah, I've had my fun. So I'm doing what I can, but I also know that one day my time will be up, and that's fine. I just pray that I finish the race, finish the finish line, and hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That's all I want to do. So,
I had this discussion with Bob Griswold before he passed.
yeah.
I'd wondered if he had looked into the future like this because he expressed some of the very same things you did. He didn't get into the multidimensionality, but we did talk about CERN. Does CERN come into play here?
So there's CERN, and now there's a new one that I did a report on. I can't remember if it was in my newsletter or if it's on my website, on neutrino. So they have a new a subterranean neutrino, whole big thing. So neutrinos are really interesting, and I'm not up to speed on them because I've been covering some other stuff like the wildfires in Los Angeles. And what was in the smoke, particularly because people have no idea. They think it's just smoke. It's not. Some of the information I gleaned from the NASA Strategic Warfare 2025 document, and some of it from other places, knowing the chemicals and stuff that they use. Because when I lived in Montana, I was exposed to wildfires that they started with, let's say, an explosion. And were let loose, and that was actually the first time artificial intelligence was the incident commander, and I couldn't get any information because
Really?
it was yeah. And I tried to get that information to a friend of ours, and I mean that article would disappear. It would appear. I mean it was war, and then I finally got it to stay in my computer long enough to try and to send it to our friend, and he never got it. So I just said, you know what? There's a time when the Lord closes his door. It wasn't time to go public with that. But I've been putting a ton of stuff on my new website about the wildfires in Los Angeles, the wildfire smoke, what I believe has happened down there. And what a lot of people also don't realize is they go, oh, this was done to put the smart cities in, right? Well, when you look at that UN Biodiversity's Wild Convention of Biodiversity's Wildland map, you know, that orange and yellow one that we've all seen for 20, 30 years, that's a no human zone. That is a no human zone. So, and I finally have made the document public, that wildfire as a military weapon. So that's up.
What's in the smoke?
You name it. What isn't in the smoke? I mean, seriously, it's got parasites, it's got various gases, it's got plastics, it's got the fire retardants people don't think about, it's got herbicides, it's prions, it's got prions in it. I mean,
Spinal
viruses.
meningitis and mad cow disease, right?
Yeah, yep. And bacteria and viruses, and I mean, you could go look. Because I did a short version. I did a YouTube, so you can find it on YouTube, if they didn't take it down. And also, I did the article on my site, which is a hardened site, and there's no censorship there, so I can say whatever I want as long as that lasts. You know, none of us. Once they cut it, there will be a time when we're all like, they won't let us speak. So.
Is Trump on board or is he going to be dealt with?
It's very interesting. So I was concerned. I was glad the election went the way that it is because of the other option. was not good. But I had the concern about the technocracy, and then that was quickly affirmed by every single moment. And I'm really even concerned about the depopulation, that this is an exercise for those that resist the technocracy, that they're building their momentum and how to do it, what
Yeah.
works, what doesn't work. So I'm very concerned about that. But let's just say I did a thing on Dan Happel connecting the dots about that. So president for the Pact for the Future, either President Trump has not commented on the various components of it, or he embraces it. That is a very dangerous position. Now, if he now the things that he said are antithetical, like drill, baby, drill. And you know
Yes.
how they love and the executive order to get out of the WHO and get out of the climate change thing.
Sure, yeah.
Now, if they believe that he's a big enough threat with the momentum that's going right now, I believe that he might get the Kennedy treatment. If you know what I mean. So
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I want to talk about that for a second. You know, I have a broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, was in DHS as a supervisor, combat marine before that. And Doug and I talked about assassinations going forward. This is before
Yes.
Trump's second run. And he said in DHS when they met, they didn't think a Kennedy-style assassination would work very well because of all the media that people have in their hands. If that we would have had that in 1963, it'd have been case closed by December. And he really was strong on this. And you know what we found out? Doug Hagman and others, they actually were going to have car bombs kill lots of people, including Trump, and they didn't go off for some reason. Maybe it was divine intervention. So they reverted to Plan B, which was a poorly, hastily put together Kennedy plot. Do you have a feeling about if they were going to take him out, how they would do it?
Well, I think we could see that there is the Las Vegas explosion that we have to be concerned about. There are many airplanes that are all of a sudden just exploding or falling to the ground, like in the last, what, week, 10 days. So there are different ways that they could do it. It could be a designer. These days they have the designer thing. They've got his brain print, they've got his DNA, and some designer thing could just go and that would be a completely targeted where that he would be the only one that got it.
Yeah. Well, there's race specific, so I can understand that if you could do individual specific. I think you're onto something there. There was a show that was on. I saw it in rerun status, and it came on in the '60s. It was called The Outer Limits,
Yes,
and in
I
one of the
remember that.
episodes they had the Chinese would kill somebody and then inject someone else to make them look like the person they were replacing that was killed. Can that happen?
I think that they can do that in many different ways. Just looking at the science and technology, they don't even need to inject you now. Like I said, there's this invasion going on in our bodies, and it can shape shift an individual. It's a really so let me describe something. So there are so they want AI all wrapped up in total control of the world by the end of this year. That is
Oh
what they've
my
said.
gosh.
So I went to this one site and I was looking at, so I wanted to explore this a little bit. That's what reporters and investigators do. So I saw a picture, like a static picture, and then they made, this is terrifying, Dave. They made this 3D without Oculus glasses, nothing, this world. And I would try and share screen, but we know where that would go. So I'll have to describe it as humbly as I can. So it drew you. I could literally feel my energy in my body, and I'm a strong Christian. I felt it trying to grab my soul and bring me in. About 20 to 25 seconds into this world, generated world, I it asks me, a dashboard comes up and it says, I want access to all of your computer sensors.
Uh-oh.
And it took me back because if you did that, it was going to customize that with my family members and with it would know my political ideology. I would be left naked with nothing because everything, I'm a heavy computer user. It would have everything of your whole life, every word you've ever used, expressions, emotions, what triggers you happy, what triggers you to despair, everything. So I pushed no. The minute I did that, it ceased. It went back to a static picture and I went, oh my God. And this is the world that we're going into. They believe that they can generate these worlds and get people to come in. And believe me, I could feel that pull into that when I first was looking at it.
Is it a law of the universe where they had to give you a choice?
This did not, well, yeah, probably because that's why that screen came up that
Yes, that's.
said, I either agree or decline. And then as soon as I hit the decline, it went static and it stopped. And it was almost like a physical assault where like somebody has punched you to the ground. That's what it felt like when I pushed decline. Now, I don't know how they do that, but Dr. James Giordano said that he's got control of your soul. He has captured your soul. And when you look at Ezekiel 13, it talks about the women that do these pillows, which could be a device. You might think of this as a, it, because it's a manufactured product. And they capture souls, but then eventually the Lord will free those souls that have been captured. So that's even in the Bible.
Explain Ezekiel 13 to me again, because I think we have a natural protection mechanism against this.
Well, we have the blood of Jesus, and we have lots of guidance in scripture that tells us what we should do and what we shouldn't do. But we have to have common sense. And like when we see something like what I experienced, we have to say, no. We can't go into it. Like I was in researcher mode and I tippy-toed. But I didn't tippy-toe where I crossed any biblical line. But if you tippy-toe and cross the biblical lines, you might find yourself in hot water where it might be exceedingly difficult to get out because we are dealing with quantum physics and changes of time and space and psychological operations, influence operations, psyops operations, plus changes in chemistry, biochemistry. I mean, this thing is nuts. And I know I'm rambling, but it is a shock.
Let me share a story I've told you before because I think it has a new meaning. My friend Vance Davis, formerly the NSA attached to NATO, and his they were training him and he deserted, and so did his compadres. They wanted them to bring out occultic figures and spirits and demonic influences from things like Ouija boards and stuff to do what the Nazi scientists did. And then he was on assignment to NATO in Germany, and they wanted to imitate Nazi science gathering from demonic forces. In his indoctrination, Vance was taught that the good guys and bad guys fought out in the cosmos, and the bad guys lost and were cast to Earth. So clearly, we have Genesis 6 going on there in a secular version of it. And they said they told Vance they wanted to take the human soul to get back at God, but they couldn't do it. So they decided to morph human beings to where they weren't human beings. And this is 1988, so well in advance of the term transhumanism, but that's exactly what Vance was describing. How does that fit into the narrative you're learning?
So that's what I've been talking about since the whole synthetic biology. That's why I grow my own food and grow my own medicine because there's this transformation project, and you start with the original design, and you as you consume these products, they can be pharmaceuticals, they can be food, they can be water, and these days it can even be our air. The counter to that is pray without ceasing and give thanks to the Lord for everything. But then you biohybrid, you're hybridized. And then literally, I'm seeing that you're a shell to be embodied by different demons or spiritual entities. So that's the last step of the project. That shell, I think eventually the biological, because they don't want any remnants of carbon-based, God-based life
Yes,
forms.
that's
So
right.
it will be a silicon body, but they already have those. Look at sanctuary.ai. So that's kind of the process that I see, that you have to be very careful these days. And you have to kind of educate yourself, because we can't just watch Netflix and sit on the couch and not do our homework. I wish it was so, but this is the time. Like, none of us would be Christians if the early disciples did not spread the word throughout everywhere. It went around the world, and in a way, that's what we're doing. This is like, literally, if the Lord didn't cut short the days, except for the elect's sake, there would be no flesh left alive.
You just stole the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say that to you. And I agree. And I think the words are key. And here's what I mean. There'd be no flesh left alive. We're not dealing with flesh. That's not our answer. It says also, too, our enemy is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities of darkness. This is what you're really describing, isn't it?
Yes. And really, at the when the army transferred Plum Island to the USDA, which eventually went to DHS and is filled with Nazi scientists, they said that eventually, and food was going to be key. But they said eventually, this was there in the book Lab 257. It has the speech of the whole speech that they gave. Science would make the difference between good and evil. That's what they said. And that was back in the 50s.
I'm not sure I understand the term. Science will be the difference.
Make the difference.
Oh, so in other words, it's how the science is used. Is it based on the notion that technology is basically neutral? It's how you use it.
They thought that these modified, they thought that they're good. They do, in their understanding, they believe that they're benevolent, and that shape-shifting us and mutating us and getting God out of the picture is a good thing. And I'll be talking about this on Saturday. There are people that think God is violent and a murderer and horrid, and they need to get him out of the picture, because the scientists and the technologists are just doing it for purely noble reasons. So,
No one, very few of us do things for noble reasons. There's usually an underlying factor here. Trump has seemed to come closer to God, at least in a deity state. And nothing like getting shot in the face to bring that about. And I think he recognizes the miracle of God. I have a hard time believing God doesn't have his hand on Trump based on what I've seen. He survived three assassination attempts. Here's what they cover up on that, Celeste. I'll explain the third. A car bomb which was a dirty bomb at Long Island 4 hours before he was going to speak, and they found it in the location. That's not a coincidence. That was an assassination attempt. So there were at least three. How do we reconcile that Trump seems to be, that imperfect person that God often chooses to lead the people out of the wilderness, with what you're saying?
I think that all of us can, we like sheep have all gone astray. And any one of us can be used for a nefarious purpose innocently. Maybe we don't even realize that we're being used in that way. There's so much to a presidency. And yes, President Trump is much more informed than he was the first go round. But that doesn't mean that with this whole very complicated web of geopolitical, and now we've got the UN saying they represent all the peoples of the world and that there are no sovereign nations. How is that going to play a factor? And Trump runs the country kind of like a businessman. And so the thing that I look, did you ever see Jericho, the TV series
Yes,
Jericho?
I did.
Okay, so that company that was running the United States after the bombings, depending on what side you they could have been either good helping people get reestablished after the 23 bombs went off, or they were actually a company running the United States, and they were actually there was a war that we never got to see because they cut the Jericho short. But that might be in the position that we're in, that a company I don't like, I'm very uncomfortable with the public-private partnerships, very uncomfortable.
And the
The
NGOs, right?
yes, because those can skirt the Constitution.
Yes.
So if the government can't do something, then we just get our private partners or NGOs to do something.
There you go.
And that's what happened in 2020. That's why people, the constitutionally, they couldn't be thrown out of grocery stores and all the things that they did, but the public partners and NGOs could do it.
Yeah, and it's the same formula for immigration, too.
Yes.
Same exact immigration. That's exactly right. But see, I'm not here to defend Trump. I'm just going to tell you what I've observed. He's cut off funding to the NGOs and the PPPs. Okay, so he's recognizing a problem there. He's also saying, you want to treat us unfairly? He's tariffing the world, basically, at least our economic part of the world. And it's going to bring us some shortcomings for a while, but he's saying we're not taking it. He's on the verge of leaving NATO. In other words, it's America standing alone against the rest of the satanic world. That's how I'm beginning to see it. Tell me how you see it based on what you've learned.
I'm saying that I'm just sitting quietly. When asked a question, I am quietly in prayer and just I want to wait and see because I'm also seeing this whole other war that's taking place. And are the steps that I am seeing, like from the White House, how do they play in to this operation that's going on right now? And I will know more information every single day. Of course, I'm an information gatherer. I've got, been at DHS, been at FEMA, and that, I've got my alerts, up. And I'm just waiting to see how it plays out. It could play out very good, but it also could be a bigger picture, which is this technocracy run by the United Nations, and that Trump is doing his part in it. I just don't know yet. I just don't know.
I covered the Summit of the Future, and you've mentioned it, but just in case the average person tuning in here may not know what that is, can you give a brief synopsis of this UN Summit of the Future?
So it was really quite fascinating. They had this series of agendas. Of course, their sustainable goals were in it. This legally binding, generational for all generations, which is very disturbing. I could go down the rabbit hole. We should do a show sometime on that.
Sure.
There is the digital compact, but there's 22. When you get down into the depths of it, there's like 22 sweeping powers. Now, what they didn't tell people is that this was voted on while the United States was in the solar eclipse on April 8th of 2024. So it was voted on then, but they waited until the fall equinox, and they declared it. And I was covering it. I was at my computer and I thought, oh, this is going to take a while. It's UN. If you go through their documents, it takes forever. And in under 5 minutes, Russia said, we don't want this. It's gonna we or don't want any part of it because we're a sovereign nation. It will destroy our sovereignty. And the United States voted to go along with it. And under 5 minutes, it was passed by consensus. They knew that not everybody went along with it, but by consensus, which means the
Like a voice vote. Yeah.
majority rules.
Yeah, exactly. Raise your hands and we won't count them. I hear you. But you mentioned Russia, and you're going down a path I've been down before geopolitically, not so much spiritually. But let me tell you, let's go back to 2020. General Flynn, who I got to talk to when I've spoken at Clay Clark's conferences, and we see it spiritually. We see it the same. Russia and the U.S. need to unite against the New World Order, the satanic New World Order. Putin is resisting that. He's become Russian Orthodox. He's now become a Russian Orthodox Christian. He's not messing around with his faith, and he's not letting the World Economic Forum into his country with their beliefs and their all the nonsense. It was the Biden administration that signed on. Now, the globalists that embed in Senate and the House with their minions, they were determined in 2020 to keep Putin and Trump apart, because of General Flynn and Russia, 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 the Russian dossier. Now come up to the present. I maintain that we might be able to put the tribulation off, and I could be wrong, if Trump and Putin could unite under a banner of Christianity, and the tribulation might go to a future generation. At least it seems to be an attempt on the two men to form some kind of an alliance to fight against this. How do you see Trump and Putin together?
I think things geopolitically for lots of the peoples of the world, not only the United States and Russia, if Americans would repent for the sins that our country committed. And I don't see that. What I see is we screamed for a king and we got a king. But I didn't see people falling on their knees saying, I'm sorry for the abortion. I'm sorry for the transgender. I'm sorry for this. All the things that we've transgressed against the Lord, erecting Arch of Baal in our cities. And you could see, I don't know that the Lord actually, did you know that there were two, the White House and the Empire State Building and the Ground Zero and the stock exchange, whatever, were hit by lightning on January 1st. Did you know that? So two and two, where our country was established, which is New York, and our current, all hit on January 1st, that night, lightning. You can't tell me that God is saying, giving the United States a wake-up call, that we best, if we want his salvation, we need to be on our knees repenting. And even though we personally, we're supposed to pray for our leaders, we're supposed to pray for our country, even if we cannot effectuate change. So that's what I see the big piece missing. Have you ever watched, oh, it's this lady, I can't remember her name. I'll send you the thing. She's like an 80-year-old woman that lives in the taiga in Siberia, and her parents moved the family out there, and she's the last remaining one during the Russian Revolution. This woman is up at 6 o'clock with a 400-year-old Bible, singing praises to God. She knows what chemtrails are. I mean, the woman is amazing. She's 80 years old. Her nearest neighbor's like 400 miles away. This is the most encouraged Agfa. Maybe it's Agfa or Agfia in the taiga. Watch it. It's 20 minutes and you will be so blessed. She just has this, she's weathered. She lives alone in Siberia and she just glows with the Lord. And that's what we should all be doing. And if we did, I think there would be huge geopolitical alliances that could be accomplished in the name of Jesus Christ.
It's interesting. Although you're not confirming specifically what I said, sounds like we're agreeing in generality.
Yeah, I don't think it could happen without. So did we elect a king just like Israel did in ancient Israel, or did just, oh, get us out of our trouble, our earthly earthly trouble and we don't care about the spiritual part, you know. Let's just wash that, or let's just brush that under the carpet. We're going to pretend like abortion never happened, or the LGBT never happened, and all this disgusting stuff never happened. I don't think we can just do that at this point in history.
I'm taking pause here. Should I say what I'm really thinking here? I think you're describing we have a choice, either Nineveh or Babylon, repentance and forgiveness versus complete destruction. And I agree with you. I've made that comparison before. And I hold out hope that Donald Trump, in his imperfect ways, because we're all imperfect, is
Absolutely.
trying to bring us Nineveh. And you have to get the enemy outside from your internal gates. And he started that. He is cutting off funding to Planned Parenthood. I wouldn't call that full repentance, though. I would say it's a move in the right direction.
And that's why you say the jury's out. Like he did say, I'm going to get out of the climate thing. I'm going to get out of the WHO, but he didn't cut off the head of the snake, which is the United Nations. Get the United Nations
I
out of our
agree.
country.
I totally agree.
You know, they're wicked, they're evil, they don't have any of our beliefs, they don't have the American people's best interest. So why doesn't he do that? You know, you're just like,
Tinhorn or tin horn dictators with satanic overtones. That's how I see the United Nations. I totally agree with you. They need to be gone from New York, and we need to put homeless veterans in that building. That's what I would do with it. Well, tell people again about what's coming up for you.
Okay, so I start an 18-part webinar. It's not going to be as dense as usual because I am going to break it down to layman's terms because it's highly scientific. It's even got me scratching. I'm going to go spend the afternoon going into trigonometry. So,
Oh.
yeah, fun, at an elementary level. And so that starts at noon on Saturday Central Time. It's War and Blasphemy. There is going to be good news. There is going to be solutions. I have a brand new website, which I'm so excited about. It's celestialreport2.com. And if you push Celestial Report, we've got it pointed to celestialreport2.com. And
Okay.
it's got free videos, free articles. Of course, when you subscribe, you help support my work, which really helps these days. I do want to, can I say one more thing before we
Sure,
depart?
absolutely. Of course.
Okay, so you've got a sponsor, Noble Gold, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want everybody to know that one of the new DARPA projects, I think it was last week or the week before, but I think it was last week, maybe the beginning of last week, they have this new, they're looking for rare earth metals all over the United States because they don't want, they finally, for once, we want to be independent of foreign entanglements. So they are using this DARPA scanner, ground truthing, that looks deep into the earth for rare earth minerals. But I want everybody to be prepared and how you, I don't have a solution yet. So don't ask me, don't write me and ask me because I don't know the solution yet. They are going to know if you have gold or silver in your house. They are going to
Oh.
know if you have buried it in your backyard. So I wanted to give people a heads up.
Thank
They
you.
will know. So I don't know how we protect that yet. Do we use a diversion? You and I maybe have to have a private conversation on that sometime when I.
I think we need to. We're really out of time, but I want to say this. A lot of people in our position do have gold and silver in their home.
Yes.
We do need to talk privately, but right now, we're going to be taken off the public airwaves if I don't close down here. So I want to thank you, Celeste, for coming on board. Good luck with your seminar coming up Saturday. People take advantage of this. You're hearing someone who's delved deep into who's really trying to enslave us. Celeste, thanks so much for coming on. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.